Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we have been talking about this week that freedom isn't free, and we've been answering the question, how do I get freedom in my life? And I like to keep it simple because I'm a simple guy, and so I was just sharing four things that have kind of helped me get freedom in my life and different times and things that I've learned from other people that's helped them to get freedom in their lives, and spelled out the word free, F-R-E-E. We talked about Monday about finding time for God each day, preferably in the morning. The letter R, review your life, specifically looking at your calendar and checkbook, because where you spend your time and your money is where your heart is and where your life's headed towards. And then we started talking about yesterday at the end of the program, the letter E, extend yourself a little grace and maybe someone else. And we're going to continue talking about that today, but if you missed those first two programs, would encourage you to go check those out. A podcast of those are available at your convenience to listen to on our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. I also want to encourage you to subscribe on iTunes or on the Podbean app. If you'll subscribe to Hope Is Here, you'll automatically get our 14-minute program sent to you each day, Monday through Friday, and you can listen at your convenience. But on extending yourself a little grace, you talk about getting some freedom in your life. If you can forgive yourself, that is a great place to start. And I know some people grew up with critical parents, or they've had critical coaches or critical bosses, a critical spouse. But the fact of the matter is that Jesus came to set us free. And when we ask for forgiveness, when we have failed God, when we have committed sin, we've done selfish, that's not been God-honoring in our life. Psalm chapter 103, verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far does God remove our sins from us. You think about that, as far as the east is to the west. You know, friends, you can't even do that because it's that far. I mean, God's just saying that he removes it so far when we ask for forgiveness. But unfortunately, I've been guilty of hitting the rewind button or picking back up that book and reading that same old chapter of my mistake, my failure, my sin. And it keeps me discouraged. It can even depress me sometimes. And it keeps me from moving forward. And yet, I had a friend say to me one time, said, you know, Greg, when we're broken, we can be broken for God's blessings. If we'll use our brokenness and humble ourselves and say, God, use this hurt, because I do believe that God never wastes a hurt. It can be a blessing to somebody else. I mean, nobody better to help somebody that's gone through a divorce than somebody that's been divorced. Nobody better to help somebody who has just lost their job than somebody that actually has been told that same thing. I'm sorry, but your services aren't needed here anymore. Nobody better to help somebody who's lost a child. We're going to hear about that here later this week. Alicia Stewart, his 14-year-old son, got diagnosed with a rare liver cancer. And unfortunately, he did make another 4 years, but still, nobody wants to bury their son at 18. But you know what? She is going to share later this week about how God was there in her son Ryan's life and how God, his faith, helped her. And now today she helps other parents who have had to bury their children, which is one of the most painful things anybody goes through. But Charles Stanley says, if God has forgiven you, you need to forgive yourself and go forward in your life. Don't continue to beat yourself up over something that God has forgiven. Friends, that's a word for somebody listening today. If God has forgiven you, you need to forgive yourself and go forward in your life. Don't continue to beat yourself up over something that God has forgiven. By the great pastor Charles Stanley down in Atlanta, Georgia. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, if you forgive other people and they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others of their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins. Ouch. Friends, I have to be reminded every once in a while because sometimes I want to play the card that, well, you don't know what they did to me. And that wasn't fair. And I'm sure I'm the only one that plays that card. Yet I know there's other people that are listening right now laughing, or they got the bobblehead going, shaking their head up and down, going, yep, that's me. We don't want to forgive somebody because it really was just maybe borderline evil what happened. Yet Jesus simply said, if you do not forgive others their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins. And friends, you say, well, that's easy for Jesus to say. No, actually it wasn't. Because remember, in his final minutes of life before he died on the cross, he said, what did he say to the people that were crucifying him and talking trash and smacked him while he's on the cross? He said what? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Jesus was on the cross in agonizing pain. Friends, he modeled forgiveness. So if Jesus can do that while he's on the cross and model forgiveness, we can do that too. And you know, the best thing is, forgiveness is not for the person. It's for you. It's for me. That's what helps us get healthier, when we forgive ourselves and when we forgive others. Not because they deserve it, but because God has asked us to do it, because he knows it's healthier and it's better for us. I like this quote by Rick Warren. It says, and you know, when you've experienced grace and you feel like you've been forgiven, you're a lot more forgiving of other people. You're a lot more gracious to others. Now, friends, that's true. Until I went through a bankruptcy because of a flood, I used to judge people. I had to file bankruptcy. Until I went through divorce a couple of times, I used to judge divorced people. And yet, you know what? God just told me that sometimes things don't work out. And you know, I never struggled with my weight till 6 or 7 years ago, and now that I've been kind of battling the bulge a little bit, you know, I've got a lot more grace for people with that. And same thing for you. Maybe you need to extend grace with somebody that has trouble with their finances, even though maybe you don't struggle with that area. And I did have a guy one time that gave me his Home Depot credit card because he had been buying too many home projects and hadn't completed the two or three he had already bought. And his wife said, hey, if you don't, if you get another project from Home Depot before you finish one of these other ones, I'm leaving. So one of the best ways to get forgiveness is to get rid of the things that's causing you to sin. And so I still have that Home Depot credit card and think of that guy often. Fourth thing, to have freedom, we've talked about finding time for God, preferably in the morning. The letter R, review your life by looking at your calendar and your checkbook. Three, extend yourself a little grace and maybe someone else. And last but not least, eventually freedom actually comes down to surrender. If you want to get freedom in your life, eventually freedom comes down to surrender. And friends, the world says that's weakness. Okay, but Jesus, once again, never asked us to do anything that he didn't do and model for us. In John chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus said, no one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded. Friends, Jesus willingly surrendered his one and only life. And sometimes we have to do that with an area that we don't have freedom in. One of the things that people, the steps, the 12 steps with Alcoholics Anonymous, step 3 says, I made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to care of God as we understand him. And some of the people that have been through AA for many years, they like to summarize it this way. I can't. God can. I think I'll let God. Isn't it good? I can't. God can. I think I'll let God. And maybe today you just need to surrender whatever it is in your life that is just overwhelming, no matter what it is. Whether it's a child that just, you know, is just gotten off the path and is doing drugs and struggling, and you're trying to rescue them. And, you know, we had Marcelo Unterberg on here a few weeks ago, and he talked about after going through 7 rehabs, the way he finally got sober, he just said, God, I don't know what to do. I surrender. I've tried to do it in my own strength, but, you know, sometimes I try to let you do it, God, the old saying, one foot with God, one foot in the world, but, man, I just got to surrender. And when he surrendered everything, he slowly started getting sober and had sobriety now in his life. I believe it's almost 15 years. Praise God for that. Todd Wagner, a great pastor of a great church in called Watermark Community Church in Dallas, Texas, said, "When you surrender to anything other than God, you will be surrendering to something that is not good for you." So I got to ask you, what is it that you have surrendered to that you know is not, it's got more of a place in your heart and in your life than God, your relationship with Jesus? I heard this quote one time, I'm not sure who it's by, but it says, "Growing closer to God is not the result of trying harder, but of surrendering more." We'll say that again. Growing closer to God is not the result of trying harder, but of surrendering more. Just saying, "God, that's yours." And friends, for those of you that are like me, type A personalities that are about trying to make things happen and get things done, and you know, that can be a blessing in a lot of areas, but man, when we don't have freedom in an area of our lives and we keep trying harder, it actually can be detrimental. And yet, growing closer to God is not the result of trying harder, but of surrendering more. And I want to encourage you today to just surrender. Romans chapter 8, verse 32 says, "Since God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?" Friends, our Heavenly Father is a good, good Father. He's a generous God. He loves to bless his kids. And yet I know a lot of people, they struggle when they hear Heavenly Father because maybe they just didn't have a good earthly father. Or maybe they didn't have a father at all. And friends, you know, that's tough and I get it. But you know what? Your Heavenly Father loves you. And he has modeled what giving is about and surrendering when he even asked his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to surrender his life. And, you know, you have to remember that Jesus, right before that, he knew he was getting ready to get arrested and go to the cross, and he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and that he was praying to God and just asked him if there's any other way we can save the world besides me having to die this brutal death of crucifixion. Please let it be another way. But I love what he also said in the next breath. However, he said, "Not my will, but your will be done." And yet, friends, God, the Son had to do it. And he was so stressed out that it says that his drops of sweat, his perspiration, actually were drops of blood because he was so stressed out about it. So make no mistake about it. Jesus, in his human form, as the Son of God, knew what it's like to be stressed out over an upcoming event in his life. So when we hurt, God hurts. And I want to encourage you today to just be like Jesus. Not my will, but your will be done. You know, we talk about in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But if we're honest, a lot of times it's really "my will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And I want to remind you, encourage you today, that there is actually power in surrender. So to kind of tie things up together for these 3 days, how do you get freedom in your life? One, find time for God, preferably in the morning. Letter R, review your life, look at your calendar and your checkbook. Letter E, extend yourself a little grace, maybe someone else too. And last but not least, letter E, eventually freedom comes down to surrender. I want to encourage you to surrender whatever it is in your life that's keeping you from having freedom to Jesus Christ. My name's Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
For all your heating and air needs, contact the professionals at Green Box Heating and Air. Locally owned for over a decade, Green Box Heating and Air wants to help you get ready now for the spring and upcoming hot summer months. To request service, call Green Box Heating and Air today at 859-279-0214. Again, that's 859-279-0214.